Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. Hansen moves to third. AG moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. George Culver now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlos hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Willie Smith pinch hits for George Culver. Don McMahon now pitching. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing shortstop. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Peña covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Orlando Peña. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Tiafoe are now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiafoe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Sheinblum reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Askew reaches second base with a double. Sheinblum scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lime pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Gary Peters now pitching. Tony Horton pinch hits for Lime. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Locker now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Bobby Tiafoe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing second base. Stan Williams now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hinton moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.